Exclusive, Kelly Loeffler. Disgusting for Kamala Harris not to denounce protesters at hospital wishing for death of shot LA police officers. By Sean Moran on September 17, 2020. Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Tuesday it is disgusting that vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has yet to condemn the protesting outside the hospital rooms of police officers who were shot in her state in Los Angeles, California. Loeffler spoke to Breitbart News as Harris has yet to condemn those who were wishing for the death of two Los Angeles sheriff's deputies. After the two sheriff's deputies were sent to the hospital, Black Lives Matter, BLM, protesters blocked the entrance to the emergency room at a Los Angeles hospital and chanted they hoped the officers died. Loeffler quickly came out and denounced the BLM violence against Los Angeles's police officers. BLM has declared open season on police officers. This is sick. It's past time for Democrats to recognize this group for what they are. A radical, violent political organization that threatens the safety of our families and communities every day. Although Harris has condemned the shooting of the Los Angeles police officers, she has remained silent about BLM protesters blocking the entrance to the emergency room at the hospital where they are being treated. Harris has also not visited the officers in the hospital. While Harris has not condemned those wishing for the officers' deaths and blocking the hospital entrance, she did, however, manage to visit Jacob Blake Jr., who was severely wounded during a confrontation with police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Harris even told Blake Jr. she was proud of him. Blake Jr. has an outstanding warrant for sexual assault and other charges. Loeffler told Breitbart News that it is unacceptable that Harris has yet to condemn the violence and harassment against America's law enforcement. Well, it's really unacceptable, you know, to have protesters at the hospital saying that we hope they die and for Harris not to come out and be very clear that this is unacceptable. It's disgusting, Loeffler told Breitbart News. And I think that it just shows the way that you don't support citizens. Because if you don't support police, then you don't support law and order in our communities and the safety and security of communities that need it the most. Loeffler told Breitbart News that Harris's silence on the protesting against law enforcement drives a stark contrast between her and the Trump administration's furtherance of law and order. The Georgia conservative has sponsored a package of legislation with Senator Tom Cotton, RR, to crack down on violent rioters and protesters. The Holding Rioters Accountable Act of 2020 would cut Justice Department funding to jurisdictions that fail to prosecute rioters and looters. The Securing Commerce and Protecting Businesses Act of 2020 would make it a federal crime to destroy certain commercial property or loot retail property business during a riot. And the Protecting Public Safety and Supporting Law Enforcement Act would withhold federal highway funding from states and local governments that defund local law enforcement agencies. It's a stark contrast between the so-called Harris-Biden administration, where they support autonomous zones, and what President Trump has done to get these results, Loeffler said. I think of these as two illustrative ways to point out the difference. Under President Trump, we created the strongest economy that had rising wages at all levels, particularly at the lowest level income earners, and the job-crushing, opportunity-crushing platform of the Biden-Harris ticket, taxes, Green New Deal, Medicare for all. So I think it's just one more piece of evidence that they would take us in a very dangerous direction. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.